man with eyes as red as brake lights stopped us in the subway and asked,
"In tut sawarule,
why are you filming?"
We were annoyed at first, but remember the night before. The movie Iron Man was playing on the TV at a friend's apartment. The villains were Arab terrorists speaking Egyptian dialect.
This is how the world knows his people. We asked a young poet here, what's the one thing he would say to the world? He said we are a normal country. We have roads, cars, and buildings. It's not a desert with camels. And it reminded us why we're here.
I met with a medic the other day named Mustafa. And as he spoke, I felt like I was sitting in front of a superhero. A nanotechnology engineer turned field medic, Tahrir Square was this ordinary Superman's phone booth. And it was a tight squeeze sometimes. He said that at moments in the mosque-turned-hospital, there were more doctors than patients.
There were no lots of logistics or facilities there, lots of equipment, but people tried to do their best, and they have done miracles.
He cradled memories drenched with anesthetics that made our hearts go numb, as blood spilled from his stories like they were typed with wounded fingers.
He asked to take a break from the interview, as he mentioned the people he's watched ride the delicate seesaw between life and death. It's a lot like the one that teeters between laughter and crying. And as he chuckled nervously, I couldn't tell which way his emotions were leaning.
His eyes have seen things my nightmares can't imagine. I've been lying awake the past few nights, wondering how he sleeps.
A couple of days ago, we interviewed a giant. Not the kind with a club the size of a dinosaur femur that only speaks in grunts.
In fact, it was the man who dared to question her right to speak that seemed unable to say much more than fee-fi-fo-fum while she grinded his bones to make her point. Thought she was Goliath at first, but realize she is David with a slingshot for a tongue. A 5-foot giant in her own right. A supernova that he mistook for a starfish. With a mind so sharp hidden beneath her headscarf, it could qualify as a concealed weapon.
I wonder if the riot police on the 25th of January were as terrified of her as he is. Tear gas bringing her to the point of suffocation, but it couldn't choke the hope tucked inside her throat, so she came back, with a million others like her, like the man who asked why we were filming.
And I realized that the world has been wrapping Egyptians in stereotypes for so long that all we see are mummies buried beneath the image of pyramids. But we are learning what real Egyptians look like, as we stare into the eyes of people like Amina and Mustafa. And it's clear that there aren't any capes waving behind them. Their only superpower is being human.
Reminding us that we all have a phone booth inside of us. We just have to have the courage to open the door.